Welcome to the Accelerated Investor Podcast with Josh Cantwell. If you're looking to retire early with forever passive income, you're in the right place. This podcast is the go-to destination for real estate investors, both active and passive, and multifamily apartment investors, both new, intermediate, and advanced. Now, sit back, listen, learn, and accelerate your business, your life, and your investing with the Accelerated Investor Podcast.
So, hey guys, welcome back to Accelerated Real Estate Investors. Josh, so excited to be with you again. Thanks so much for joining me. And I just want to say thanks to all the folks who have joined our podcast, shared our content, engaged with us on Facebook, and subscribed. Thank you so much. Today, what I want to do is just give you another kind of Multifamily Inc. update on everything that's going on in our business and give you some actual insight into what it's like to run a large multifamily operation and a large apartment operation, especially when you're vertically integrated and doing capital improvements and property management, and you're doing acquisitions and raising capital and doing them all together. So let me give you some updates. I'll talk through some of our deals. So let's start with our smallest property, and then we'll work to our largest property, okay? So our smallest property that we have is a 5-unit. It's called Warner Road. Warner Road is 5 units, fully occupied, cash flowing, and really zero work. We're all in for $150,000. It's worth $225,000. And because interest rates are so low, we are currently in the middle of a refinance to refinance that. We paid cash for it. We used other people's money. We're refinancing that property, you know, with interest rates as low as 4%, get our cost of capital down. Right now, we have a private lender that lent us the money at 10% interest. We're going to refinance and go into a long-term 30-year loan at about 4% interest. So that's what's going on with that little 5-unit. Then you go to our 16-unit, which is called Acres, 16 Acres. We bought that building. It was kind of a mess when we bought it. It was very mom and pop. We bought it for $450,000. We paid another $90,000 wholesale fee. So we're all in for $540,000. And we basically got the underwriting on the back of a napkin. We literally got the underwriting on the back of a piece of paper. As far as the rent roll, the guy was collecting rent, putting it on a ledger, handwriting it. And really over the last 8 months since we've owned it, we've been kicking out and moving out the bad tenants. We've been collecting as much rent as we can. The people that have been trying to play the eviction game, we've worked with them to get some subsidy from the government, from the local housing networks. And we just got approved for a $5,400 rent payment for this one resident. Her name is Brooke, who is not paying the rent. So she's moving out, and we're getting caught up on all the rent for really the last almost 8 months, all at one time. So we're getting a check for $5,400. And as of this recording, we had dipped from 16 units. We had dipped all the way down to only having 7 units that were paying us. Now we're back up to 15 out of 16 units that are occupied and paying, and we have one vacant unit that we are currently turning. That's a building that we originally underwrote to rent the units out for $700 a month. We're actually, our latest lease is now renting out for $725 a month, and so that's going to push the income, which is going to push the value. And if we can continue to stay about 90% occupied and push the rents to $725, $750, we'll be all into that building for about $575,000, and it'll praise for over $1 million, which is great. Then you move on to 52 Lake. 52 Lake, we just bought, actually just closed on that on, today's June 10th. So we just actually closed on that. I think it was May 28th or something like that, right before Memorial Day weekend. And we bought that building. We had 40 units that were occupied. We just walked the building 3 times again in the last week or so. And we have a plan to lease out. We've got 10 units that were improved when we inherited the building. There was actually a fire. The previous owner had a fire, got $1 million settlement from the insurance company, and put most of the money back in the building. Then we bought the building for $3 million. Actually, a friend of mine and a former student of mine, Darren, was really upset with us that we bought the building. I guess he looked at it a while back. And we bought it for $3 million. We paid the wholesaler. Actually, we bought it for $2.7 million, paid the wholesaler $300,000. So the wholesaler got a $300,000 assignment fee. And now, again, our goal is to simply lease out the 10 units that were impacted by the fire, because now they're all essentially new construction units. We've also got those 10, plus we got six other vacancies. We had two people actually pass away, older residents who just passed away. And we had four other units that moved out. So we have a total of 16 vacancies right now. 10 of them are essentially new construction, so we don't have a lot to do. We've just got to lease them out. So we've got to get a really aggressive plan. What we're going to do is on the CapEx, there's actually a courtyard in the middle of the building's U-shaped. And so there's a courtyard in the middle. So we're making plans to do pavers and a river rock in the main courtyard area, because there's four drains there. And it's an area where there's a lot of water that can collect there. So we're going to do river rock with some cement pads, with three different pergolas, picnic tables, benches, and we're going to hang LED lights across the U-shaped courtyard area. So it feels like a, you know, downtown, like if you're familiar with Cleveland, East 4th Street type of area. It's kind of a bar, outdoor restaurant type of feel, outdoor sitting area. So we're going to do that. We pulled the awnings off the front of the building. The awnings had mold growing on them and just, you know, mossy type of stuff. Doing all the landscaping in the front, cutting the grass, painting the curbs, painting some of the, you know, the pavers and stuff like that in the front of the building. And just really focused on having a great first impression. And then leasing out those 10 units that were just impacted by the fire because they're brand new. And then the other six units we're going to turn. Some of them are half turns. Some of them are full turns. It's going to cost us about $5,000 for a half turn, about $8,500 for a full turn on those. And when we're done with that, the building's going to be worth, when we raise the rents and just kind of organically work through the unit turns over the next 2 years, building will be worth about $5.2 million. Some other things to note, we bought 54 Niles. We just had this past week, we had 34 vacancies when we bought it. 54 units, 34 were improved by the seller, but not rented. Only had 20 occupied units. So we got a loan through Lima One, a bridge loan. And that bridge loan has dollars in it for renovations. Well, we just raise all of our own money. We're going to use that for renovations instead of using the rehab dollars. So from Lima. So we're just going to use the CapEx dollars that we have in our operating account for that if we need it. But really the focus is 34 units that were improved. New LVP, new flooring, new AC units, new electrical panels, got rid of the old Federal Pacific panels, painted all the cabinets, new hardware, new appliances, new bathrooms, new vanities, new toilets, all these kind of things. Just lease the sucker up. And the good news is just this week, we actually had 9 new leases, 7 move-ins, and two additional applications that are really strong. So hopefully we have 11 leased units this week at that 54 unit.
Are you ready to automate and explode your real estate investing? We're searching for extremely motivated individuals who are sick and tired of wasting time and want to finally see real results from their real estate investing business. We're searching for investors looking to get to the next level and become a bigger, better version of themselves while being a more successful real estate investing entrepreneur. Apply for mentoring and coaching at joshcantwellcoaching.com/podcast. That's joshcantwellcoaching.com/podcast.
More news. We have a 198 unit that we own down in Mobile, Alabama. We actually sold that. It's in a Class A area. Sold that. So that's under contract. Hopefully that will close in about 60 days. Our 407 unit down in Albany, Georgia that I partnered with Tim Bratz on, if you know Tim, that refinance was approved. We refied that building about 90 days ago, returned almost all the investors' equity, about $3.6 million. We returned all their equity except for about $350,000 because the lender required a $1.2 million escrow for COVID. And this week, we just got news that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are no longer requiring COVID escrows. So the $1.2 million was released back to our operating account. And we were able to then take that $1.2 million, pay off the final $350,000 of investor equity. So within 2 years, we were able to buy the building, renovate it, refinance it, and then return all the investors' equity and had about $900,000 of tax-free refinance proceeds, which goes to all of the general partners, including me, and our limited partners, which is really, really exciting. What's going to happen now with that building is that it's going to cash flow about $80,000 to $100,000 per month of net free positive cash flow. Net free positive cash flow, pretty amazing. So that's money that can be distributed out to the investors, the general partners like me and the limited partners, can be distributed out every quarter. So we're expecting regular, consistent paychecks. And this, guys, is the true essence of forever passive income. When you buy a building, put in the work, refinance it, stabilize it, and now the building is producing forever passive income to all of the investors. That's what forever passive income is all about. Also, in our 80 unit, which we call 80 Maple, unfortunately, we had a resident 86 years old who died. I don't want to get into the details, but he passed away. We found him in his unit. We did a wellness check on him. And we did a wellness check about 2 weeks ago. He was alive. He paid his rent. And we did a wellness check this week, and he had passed away. So, you know, that's unfortunately part of the business. It just it happens. When you have 3,700 units, that's about 5,000 or 6,000 people who live in our apartment buildings. People die every day. That's how it goes. Also, our 730 unit down, we call Georgia Plains down in Albany, another partnership I have with Tim Bratz and Fatty Bumitri. We've got 4 out of those 5 buildings sold. So that's exciting. That'll close and transfer in the next 60 to 90 days. Also, our 216 unit down in Lawton, Oklahoma, which we call Crosby. We are at the tail end of the refinance on that one. We're expecting in July that that'll refinance. We were originally projecting about $400,000 of tax-free refi proceeds. Based on the performance of that building, we actually think that that refi number is going to double. The value is actually higher than we projected. The rents are higher than we projected. The value is bigger. The cap rate is lower, which means the value is even higher. And that means that the refi proceeds are going to be even more. So for those investors that in that deal have been getting a 10% pref, they're limited partners, plus us who are general partners, are all going to participate in those tax-free refi proceeds, which are pretty, pretty exciting. Also this week, we walked, I had lunch with a guy that owns 600 units, talking to him about selling his portfolio to us. I walked 498 units, which we're going to be making an offer on. That's exciting. We walked a 74 unit, which we made an offer on. I don't think we're going to get that one because I think other guys are going to overpay for that. But we made an offer of $4.3 million, which was about $58,000 a door. So it has been a very fun and busy week at Freeland Ventures. So I hope you enjoy these updates. Just trying to be as transparent as possible, walking you through a bunch of the buildings that we own, the good, the bad, the ugly, mostly good stuff going on for sure. Unfortunately, dealing with people passing away is not fun, but we're having, you know, several successful sales, several successful refis, a couple new purchases, and definitely making a lot of offers on buildings as well. So we're excited for this. So if you want to learn more about investing in multifamily and apartments, and you need a coach, a mastermind group, and you want to partner with me, go visit joshcantwellcoaching.com. There you can apply to be a part of our coaching organization, mastermind group, and partnership program. That's the only people that I partner with are the people that are in our mastermind, people that I build and have relationships with. And so if that's something that interests you, somebody like me who can raise capital, sponsor loans, network with us, have me coach you on your deals, as well as potentially partner with you, go visit joshcantwellcoaching.com, apply for the program, and see if you qualify. So there you have it, guys. Another episode of Accelerated Real Estate Investor. Thanks so much for jumping on. Don't forget to hit the subscribe button. And I hope you enjoy these episodes where I just kind of get on, peel back the onion, and tell you exactly what's happening on in Josh world, Freeland Ventures world. And thanks so much for being here. Don't forget to subscribe. Share this wherever you can. We'll talk to you next time. Take care.
Hey, Josh here, and do you want to win a free Accelerated Investor t-shirt? All you have to do is give Accelerated Investor, our podcast, Accelerated Investor, a rating and a review on iTunes, okay? Do that now. Then send us a screenshot on Facebook or Instagram or Twitter. What we're going to do then is every week we're going to pick our favorite rating and review, and we're going to send that person a free t-shirt. and maybe, again, some other cool, fun stuff as well from Accelerated Investors. So, again, don't forget to take a screenshot. Leave a rating, review, take a screenshot, send it to us so we know exactly who you are. And then once a week, every week on the podcast, we will announce a new winner. Don't forget to take a screenshot and send it to us so we know exactly who you are. We'll announce a new winner every week.
You were just listening to the Accelerated Investor Podcast with Josh Cantwell. If you enjoyed this episode and learned something new, help us build the AI community by leaving a review and 5-star rating on our iTunes podcast channel. Also, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss another episode. To see passive investing opportunities, visit freelandventures.com/passive. To start your journey toward the lifestyle you've always dreamed of with multifamily apartments, apply for one-on-one coaching with Josh at www.joshcantwellcoaching.com.